Let's bow our head and to say a silent prayer to prepare our heart. Amen. In the name of Lord Jesus, we begin our hymnal session. We sing hymn number 89. Hymn number 89.
Thank you.
we shall prepare our heart for the service right now.
Let us pray in silence to prepare hearts for our service. In Jesus' name, let us commence with our Friday night service. Let us sing hymn 24. We sing three stanzas. Sing hymn 24. Third stanza, last stanza.
Sweetly echo the gospel call, wonderful verse of life. Offer pardon and peace to all, full verse of life. Jesus, only Savior, sanctify us forever. Beautiful verse, wonderful verse, wonderful verse of life. Beautiful wonderful verse, wonderful verse of life.
Now we will kneel down and pray. We ask our Lord Jesus to guide us, to lead us in our study. Let's together kneel down and pray.
In the name of Lord Jesus Christ, we pray. Are you sure?
In Jesus' name, let us continue to study on our topic, take root downward, bear fruit upward. Let us turn to the Bible, let's turn to Isaiah chapter 37. Isaiah chapter 37, verse 31. Isaiah 37, verse 31. And the surviving remnant of the house of Judah shall again take root downward and bear fruit upward. All right, so we can also find a similar verse in the 2 Kings chapter 19, verse 30. In the 2 Kings chapter 19, verse 30. So it tells us the actual incident, the record given by the prophet Isaiah. These are the words of Isaiah at that time to King Hezekiah. Here says that the remnant of the house of Judah, they shall again take root downward and bear fruit upward. Thank the Lord. Last week on our Sabbath service, we have studied the first part in relation to the take root downward. All right, so we have studied on it. And last week, we have studied 2 points, 2 areas. Number one, we say how a plant or a tree or a vine is planted. All right, so in the Old Testament, the house of God or the people of God, the house of Israel, the house of Judah, they were planted by the Lord. And in the New Testament today, we say that the church is the field of the Lord. So how the church is planted? So it is through the seed, through the gospel, the truth, the gospel of the salvation. And also in baptism, we are planted in the Lord. So that's why today we are the field of the Lord, because we are planted through the seed and through water baptism. But the important thing is, we say that we must be planted in the Lord. So if a tree is not planted by the Lord, not through the will of the Lord, not through the truth, and not through the one baptism, the tree will be rooted up, because the plant does not belong to the Lord, is not planted by Him. And second point, also we have studied that we must take root downwards. So when we say we take root downwards, we must be rooted in our Lord Jesus. That is to say, we must be established in our faith in the Lord Jesus. And also we say we must take root downward. Why it is so important? Because taking root downward show forth that the plant, it will grow forth very strongly, healthily, also able to withstand the scorching sun. That is to say, the tribulation or the persecution that may arise. Then also must take root downward so that able to withstand the storms or the wind. That is when one goes through the trials, the testing, or even punishment and chastisement, they are still able to be firm. All right, and also we have run through the reason that we must take root downward, because to receive the source of the water or the water, today we know Holy Spirit is the living water, and also take root downward so that able to take nutrients from the soil. So today we must be rooted, rooted, that is to say in the soil, so in the living word of our Lord. So now we will continue the second part of the verse. After we have studied to take root downward, now we will continue. We must bear fruit upward, all right? Bear fruit upward. So for our study tonight, we will study 3 points, 3 areas. Number one, as the verse says, we must bear fruit upward, all right? So it is expected of us. So the first point, to bear fruit upward, it is expected of us. So when we say we bear fruit upward, what type of a fruit? So we must be a good tree to bear good fruits, all right? So we must be the good tree to bear good fruits. We know a tree by the fruit. Let's turn to Matthew chapter 7. Matthew chapter 7. Let us read verse 16 to 18. Matthew chapter 7, 16 to 18. Verse 16. You will know them by their fruits. Are grapes gathered from thorns or figs from thistles? 17. So every sound or every good tree bears good fruit, But the bad tree bears evil fruit. 18. A sound tree cannot bear evil fruit, nor can a bad tree bear good fruit. Verse 20, we add on verse 20. Thus you will know them by their fruits. All right? So here tells us, today we must bear fruit upward. It is expected, but we must bear good fruit because we must become a good tree. Let's also continue. Matthew chapter 12. Matthew chapter 12, 33 to 35. Matthew chapter 12, 33 to 35. Either make a tree good and its fruit good, or make the tree bad and its fruit bad. For the tree is known by its fruit. 34. You brood of vipers, how can you speak good when you are evil? For out of the abundance of the heart the mouth speak. 35. The good man out of his good treasure bring forth good. Excuse me. And the evil man out of his evil treasure brings forth evil. Of course, here tells about in the end, through their words, it points forth the condition of the heart that is inwardly. So a good tree will bear good fruit. A bad tree or evil tree bear evil fruit. So today we must be the good tree to bear good fruits. So if today we do not bear good fruit, instead we bear what? Wild grapes. Wild grapes. Let's turn to Isaiah. Isaiah chapter 5. Isaiah chapter 5 here tells us about the parable of the vineyard. Isaiah chapter 5, let's read verses 1 and 2, then 4. Verses 1 and 2 and verse 4. Verse 1. Let me sing for my beloved a love song concerning his vineyard. My beloved had a vineyard on a very fertile hill. Verse 2. He digged it and cleared it of stones, and planted it with the choice wines. All right, so take note, planted with the choice wine. But here says, he built also a watchtower in the midst of it, and hewed out the wine vat in it, and looked for it to yield grapes. But what? But it yielded wild grapes, all right, wild grapes. Verse 4, what more was there to do for my vineyard that I have not done in it? So the Lord, he has done his part. So here says, when I look for it to yield grapes, why did it yield wild grapes? All right. So today, a bad tree will bear the wild grapes, bad fruit. So when we say wild grapes in the Hebrew, it is what? Stinking, very smelly, stinking, worthless, and even what? Poisonous. Poisonous grapes. So when you say wild grapes, it is stinking, worthless, and it is poisonous. Let's refer to Isaiah chapter 5. Jeremiah chapter 2. Let's turn to Jeremiah chapter 2, verse 21. Jeremiah chapter 2. 2 verse 21. Verse 21. Yet I planted you a choice vine, holy of pure seed. How then have you turned degenerate and become a wild vine? Alright, so here says wild wine. Let's also refer to Deuteronomy chapter 32, verse 32. Deuteronomy chapter 32, verse 32. Verse 32. For their wine comes from the wine of Sodom and from the fields of Gomorrah. Their grapes are the grapes of poison. Their clusters are bitter. All right, so wild grapes, it is not sweet. It is bitter. And here says the poison. All right, so today we must not bear wild grapes. Worthless, stinking, and poisonous, not sweet. Also today, of course, the land must not bear what? Thorns and the thistles. Must not bear thorns and the thistles. Let us read Isaiah chapter 5. Isaiah chapter 5 verse 6. Chapter 5 verse 6. I will make it a waste. It shall not be pruned or hoed, and beards and the thorns shall grow up. I will also command the clouds that they rain no rain upon it. So the land is the useless, all right? So now it bear the thorns and the thistles. Let's also read Hebrews chapter 6. Hebrews chapter 6, verse 7 and verse 8, the upper portion. Hebrews chapter 6, verse 7 and verse 8, the upper portion. Verse 7. For the land which has drunk the rain that often falls upon it and brings forth vegetation upon useful to those who for the sake it was cultivated, received a blessing from God. Alright, so the land, it is planted with the vegetation. Furthermore, it received the rain from above, so able to bear the fruits, bear forth vegetation. So it served its purpose, so receive a blessing. But verse 8, the upper portion, but if it bears thorn and the thistles, it is worthless and near being cursed. All right, so today when we say we must take root downwards so that we can bear the fruit upward. So fruits, it is expected, but we must bear good fruits because we must be a good tree. So remember, let us not be a bad tree or a bad wine that we bear bad fruits, the wild grapes and the thorn and the thistles. Then the owner, the Lord, he will not be pleased. All right? So today we must bear good fruits. And today when we say we bear fruits, the fruit must be what? It must be throughout the whole year. All right? To bear fruit throughout the year. Let's turn to Ezekiel 47. Ezekiel 47, verse 12. Ezekiel 47, verse 12. In the verse 12, here tells us. Let me see. Verse 12. On the banks, on the both sides of the river, there will grow all kinds of trees for food. Their leaves will not wither, nor their fruit fail, but they will bear fresh fruit every month, because the water for them flows from the sanctuary. So their fruit will be for food, and their leaves for healing. So a similar verse is in the Revelation chapter 22, verse 2. All right, so same verse in the Revelation chapter 22, verse 2. So it tells us that every month it bears fruits. So similarly today, we must continuously bear good fruits. And to what extent? Let's turn to Psalms 92. Psalms 92, verse 14. Psalms 92, verse 14. 14. They shall bring forth fruit in old age. they are ever full of sap and green. All right, so here says, bear fruit, but till the old age, even in the old age, able to bear fruit. All right, so today, thank the Lord, we are planted in the Lord. We are the field of the Lord. And so we must take root and we must bear fruit upward. So this fruit must be good fruit throughout the whole year, and from the time when we are baptized into Christ, when we believe, even to the old age, even when we are old, we are still able to bear the fruit. All right, so this is expected of us. But what about those who do not bear fruit? What is their end? So their end, they will be what? They will be cut off. They will wither. And then what? Thrown into the fire and be burnt. Let's turn to John chapter 15. In the John chapter 15, John tells us that Jesus is the true vine. We are the branches. So in the John chapter 15, verse 2, the upper portion, and the verse 6, John chapter 15, verse 2, the upper portion. Every branch of mine that bear no fruit, he takes away. All right? So will be taken away. Verse 6. And because it is taken away, so verse 6 tells us, if a man does not abide in me, he is cast forth as a branch. And because cast forth, it will be cut. Here says it will wither. And in the end, and the branches are gathered and thrown into the fire and burnt. All right, so we know this fire and to be burnt, it is in the lake of fire, in hell, eternal death. All right, so here tells us, if today we do not bear fruit, then we'll be cut, wither, and burned in the fire. In the Hebrews chapter 6, Hebrews chapter 6, verse 8. Hebrews chapter 6, verse 8. But if it bears thorns and thistles, it is worthless and near to being cursed. Its end is to be burned. All right, so the same ending. Let us also turn to Matthew. Gospel of Matthew, chapter 3. Matthew, chapter 3, verse 10. Matthew, chapter 3, verse 10. Verse 10. Even now the axe is laid to the root of the trees. Every tree, therefore, that does not bear good fruit is cut down and thrown into the fire. Chapter 7, verse 19. Chapter 7, verse 19. Every tree that does not bear good fruit is cut down and thrown into the fire. All right, so take note today. Let us be the good tree that bear good fruit. Now the second point, time given to bear fruit. Time given to bear fruit. In a parable, let's turn to Gospel of Luke chapter 13. Luke chapter 13. Let us read from verses 6 down to verse 9. Luke chapter 13, 6 to 9, verse 6. And he told this parable, a man had a fig tree planted in his vineyard, and he came seeking fruit on it and found none. 7. And he said to the wine dresser, lo, these 3 years I have come seeking fruit on this fig tree, and I find none. So in the end, he says, cut it down. Why should it use up the ground? Verse 8. And he answered him, let it alone, sir. This year also, till I dig about it and put on the manure. Verse 9. And if it bear fruit next year, well and good. But if not, you can cut it down. So this is a parable, all right? So in this parable, it says that the owner, all right, the owner of the vineyard, says they are sought for the fruit. Not first year, second year, but third year. 3 years, all right? 3 years seeking fruit, but none. So 3 years, it is very long. So therefore, the end conclusion, the owner says, cut it down. Well, but here, the wine dresser says, says, let it alone, sir, this year also. So if you count here, says the next year means, let's say, 1 year. So let give it one more year. So I will dig about it. I will put on the manure, all right, or put on the dung to be a fertilizer. So here tells us about the grace, all right, the Lord's grace, the Lord's patience, the Lord's kindness. So the 1 year is a grace period. Of course, when we say 3 years, it is also a period to signify that for a long time, all right, 3 years, still not able to bear fruit. But in the end, still 1 more year, the grace given. All right, so today we must understand our Lord is a gracious Lord, the Lord with the patience and the kindness. So today we must make good use of the time, opportunity given to us by the Lord. So we should always examine ourselves, not to say 1 year, 2 years, 3 years, never mind. All right, but in actuality, every year, every moment, we must examine ourselves to see whether we have bear fruit. All right, so we must be serious in this matter. We must not take the grace of the Lord in vain. We must not take His patience in vain. Also, the wine dresser will use his time, devotion to dig it, put on fertilizer. All right, so same today to the work of the church, to the work of parents, our church friends, and many more. All right, so they will try always and means to soften us so that the ground will not be hardened. All right, to soften us, then put on fertilizer to nurture us, give us goodness, and so forth. So today, we must not take all this grace in the wind. All right, so we must soften ourselves. Let us refer to Romans. Romans chapter 2, verse 4. Romans chapter 2, verse 4. So verse 4 tells us, or do you presume upon the riches of his kindness and forbearance and patience? Do you not know that God's kindness is meant to lead you to repentance? So verse 5 says, but by your hard and impenitent heart, you are storing up wrath for yourself on the day of wrath when God's righteous judgment will be revealed. So today, let us not harden our hearts, but today let us turn back. Let us make good use of the time given to us, the grace period. Let us think highly about the kindness, the forbearance, and the patience of the Lord. Let's turn to Romans chapter 11. Romans chapter 11, verse 22. Romans 11:22. Note then the kindness and the severity of God. Severity towards those who have fallen away, but God's kindness to you, provided you continue in His kindness. Otherwise, you too will be cut off. All right? So this is the kindness of the Lord. So we must remain in this kindness. So remember, today, we must be a good tree to bear good fruits. and not bear wild grapes or the thorns and the teasers. We must bear fruit throughout the year until when we are old. But be very careful. If today we are not a good tree and we bear bad fruits, evil fruits, then be very careful that we will be cut off, then we wither and thrown into the fire. But remember, the Lord is still merciful, so the Lord will give us a time period that we are able to repent, to turn back, to take root downwards, then to bear fruit upwards. So let us make good use of His love, His mercy, His grace, His patience, and His kindness. So don't take it in the vain. Now, thirdly. So third point, now the requirement for fruit bearing. All right, the requirement for fruit bearing. So altogether, there are four sub-points. We run through it very quickly. So what is the requirement that we are able to bear fruit? So point A, abide in the Lord. All right, abide in the Lord. Let's turn to John 15. John chapter 15, verses 4 and 5. John 15, 4 and 5. Abide in me and I in you. As the branch cannot bear fruit by itself unless it abides in the vine, neither can you unless you abide in me. Verse 5. I am the vine, you are the branches. He who abides in me and I in him, he it is that bear much fruit, for apart from me, you can do nothing. All right, so today, remember, we must abide in the Lord. So thank the Lord, when we are baptized into Christ. We have already mentioned this the last week. So in baptism, we die with the Lord, we are buried, we are raised with Christ. So in baptism, we are planted in the Lord. So today, in the Lord, we have life, all right? So we have life. So, and because we have life, we abide in Him. Definitely, we are able to bear fruit. Because the Lord Jesus, He is the true vine. And today, we are connected to Him. We are planted in Him. So today, when we say we abide in the Lord, so we must continue in this position. And in the Lord, we have life. So we can bear fruit. All right, so today we must abide in the Lord. But when we say we abide in the Lord so that we can bear fruit, this abidance is related to what? Let's turn to chapter 15. John chapter 15, verse 7, the upper portion. Then we read verse 9, the lower portion, and verse 10. John chapter 15, verse 7, the upper portion. So verse 7, if you abide in me and my word abide in you, all right, ask whatever you will be done for you. So the upper portion says, abide in me, in my word, all right, in his word. Verse 9, the lower portion. So have I loved you, abide in my love. So verse 10, if you keep my commandments, you will abide in my love, just as I have kept my Father's commandment and abide in his love. All right, so when we say today we abide in the Lord, remember, we must be closely united with the Lord, and today we must abide in his words. We must do his words, his teaching, his commandments, then we must abide in his love. Then definitely, we are able to bear fruit. Because we fulfill the requirement, we are in Him. Then point B, as we have mentioned about taking root, so the water is important. So the water, we say the Holy Spirit. So with the help of the Holy Spirit today, definitely we are able to bear fruit. Let's turn to Psalms 1. Psalms chapter 1, verse 3. Psalms chapter 1, verse 3. He is like a tree planted by the streams of water that yield that yields its fruit in its season, and its leaf does not wither. In all that he does, he prospers. All right, so here says like a tree planted by the streams of water. So today, water is important that so that we're able to bear the fruit. Let's turn to James. James chapter 5. James chapter 5, verse 18. Here says, then he prayed again, and heaven gave rain, and the earth brought forth its fruit. So rain, the water. Then let's refer to Isaiah. Isaiah chapter 44, verse 3. Isaiah 44, verse 3. Verse 3, for I will pour water on the thirsty land and streams on the dry ground. I will pour my spirit upon your descendants and my blessings on your offspring. Okay, so this is the second requirement that we're able to bear fruit with the help of the Holy Spirit. And C, and point C, we must take care and to be cultured or cultivated or to be nurtured, Just now we have read in the Luke chapter 13 verse 3, the wine dresser says, leave it alone, give it one more year, that he will dig around the tree and to put on the dung or the fertilizer. All right, so this is Luke chapter 13 verse 8. So Jesus is the vine dresser. So today, we must be taken care of to be cultured, to be cultivated or nurtured. But thank the Lord today in the church, in our family, by our parents, church friends and religious education teachers and the ministers, through the sermons, through the encouragement, through the counseling work. Today, whether be it in the children classes, whether be it the Bible camps or even in the our theological, short-term theological courses. So all these, all right, the workers of the Lord, they try their best with the counselors. They will try to nurture us, to try to cultivate us, to take care of us so that we are able in the end to bear fruit. All right, so thank the Lord today. We have somebody close to us to help us, to guide us so that we are able to be taken care and to bear fruits. So today, let us respond to them. Let us cooperate with them. Let us not harden our hearts. Then point number D. So what is the requirement to be able to bear fruit? Through the work of the pruning. Let's turn to John. Gospel of John chapter 15. John chapter 15. Verse 2, the lower portion. Verse 2, and every branch that does bear fruit, he prunes, that it may bear more fruit. All right, so pruning is the cutting part of it, so that all the nutrients will now be towards a certain part. Other part will be cut off. So pruning work, so that it will bear more fruits. So pruning work, cutting, it is painful. So it tells us about the trials and the chastisement. Let's read the last verse, Hebrews chapter 12. Hebrews chapter 12, verse 11. Hebrews 12, verse 11. For the moment, all discipline seems painful rather than pleasant, but later it yields the peaceful fruit of righteousness to those who have been trained by it. So in the end, through the discipline, through the chastisement, one is able to bear the fruit. All right? So here tells us about the requirement that is needed for us to bear fruit. So we must abide in the Lord. We must have the help which comes from the Holy Spirit, the water. Then we have others to take care of us, to culture us, to nurture us, so that we're able to grow and also today through the pruning. So let us pray that the Lord Jesus guide us so that we are able to take root downward and to bear fruit upward. Let us now sing hymn 252. 252. Pour down on me, Holy Spirit, fill my heart with thy grace. Lord, keep me in thy presence, lest I turn from thy face. Thou canst fill me, precious Spirit, unto thee will I bow. I need thee to guide me, come and dwell with me now. I am weak, Lord, lead me to rest now, full of my thy love. Keep me on thy pathway, with thy power from above. May the stream of living water fill my heart to the end, until in thy kingdom I will never thirst again. Thank the Lord. Let's together now kneel down and pray. Let's pray that the Lord continue to guide us so that in our life of faith we will take root and we will bear fruit upward. Let's together kneel down and pray.
In the name of Lord Jesus Christ, we pray.
Oh,
Thank you to the grace of Lord Jesus. We'll end our service here. May the Lord bless us. Amen.